This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Like I said, there's a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. So remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, NCS51. For all of your information, right, all of your information that has to be, I guess you would say, important to you relative to either New California or just the world in general. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. So anyway, it's election day in New Hampshire. They always claim that New Hampshire is the first primary election. It's not a caucus. It's not a caucus. It's a real election. And they always have Dixville. Dixville opens up at midnight, and five or six people vote in Dixville. I think five people voted, and it was two votes for the little guy, Mike Bloomberg. Two votes for him. Anyway, he got the majority of votes in Dixville, the little guy. I will not go there. Anyway, so the little guy gets, from Dixville, gets two votes. There it is. Out of five. Bernie got one. Buttigieg got one. And I think, is it Trump? I don't know. I don't know. It was kind of interesting because I was actually up and ciphering through things, and I couldn't tell what they were talking about. I'm doing this all from rote memory from last night from Dixville. So we know that the little guy is happy, I guess. He didn't even show up. Not in New Hampshire. So He captures it from Dixville. I don't know what's going to happen today. I know they're out voting, and everybody's making, I mean, everybody, New Hampshire's the granite state, as you know, and live free or die is the motto. That's something that's very significant these days, isn't it? Live free or die, and of course, we got all that stuff going on right now, don't we? Jeez, you talk about New California. Boy, it's quite an amazing state of California, isn't it? Or if you call it, it's not really a state anymore. It's not a nation state. Although the governor likes to refer to it as a nation state. Excuse me, I had to have a cup of good New Cali coffee. Anyway, so the nation state of California, see, I switched just like that, hasn't had its primary, but it's supposed to happen in March, and everybody's all up in arms about that. We're going to be talking about that, about the primary in California here coming up, and also certainly about New California, because a lot of things hinge on this primary, and a lot of things hinge on happening in April. So big things coming. Anyway, so the Granite State is not the Show Me State. It's called the Granite State, and live free or die is their motto. Huh. I wonder if that's the motto of Joe Biden. you just kind of wonder about Joe Biden, don't you? I mean, you have to just kind of look at it and go, Joe, what's really up with Joe? We're doing a lot of different things, which are kind of interesting. The sanctuary state and sanctuary city statuses and so on are really coming into the fore. You know, this is the time. I'm just going to lay it out for you that the administration is starting to move now. They've gotten their legs under them. This impeachment thing hasn't really bothered them. It's sort of a turning point. It's sort of a signal that after the impeachment that we're going to go get the bad guys. And that's what's happening. Barr announces a sweeping new sanctions. Listen to this. A significant escalation against left-wing sanctuary cities. Now, he's been putting people on notice here in the last couple of days, and we're going to get into his little speech that he gave. Just kind of like Pompeo. Pompeo yesterday comes out, actually Saturday, and just kind of tells everybody that, hey, guess what? The communist Chinese threat is real, and this is how it's real. He goes to the governor's convention, and he's boldly just goes on and says, this is what's happening. The Chinese are, all over the place. They're trying to influence American policy. They're influencing everything within your states, and you need to wake up, and you've never been told this before. But they've been working at this for about 20 years. Deeply ensconced in your own cities and in your own states. It was blunt force trauma, as I called it yesterday. And that came from Michael Pompeo. A lot of people, too, got a real response on this because he was talking in his speech. He said, he said, I'm from Orange County, California, which is true. A lot of people don't know that. He was born in Orange, California, home of Chapman University. Kind of wonder about, of course, everything going on there. Orange, California. And then he went to Los Amigos High School. And then he went off to West Point. But that's his home. He says his dad still lives in his home in Fountain Valley, the same one they grew up in. Still lives in that same home. So this is, this is why I say there's a little bit of something's going on. When you got Saturday, you got this big warning. And now, yesterday, you had this escalation, really an escalation, by the administration taking on left-wing sanctuary states and cities. So, uh-oh, something is afoot, as they would say. When you have these things, I mean, what's gonna happen today? I mean, in other words, there was the right foot on Saturday and the left foot on Monday. Then there's going to be another foot, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, from this administration. and more indictments are coming. That's the other thing. Barred for, you know, there were four Chinese that were indicted for doing what? Hacking Equifax. Big case there of Chinese hacking. And they, you know, Barr explained yesterday in the papering on the whole thing and the announcement that, you know, this just wasn't a minor little hack of a you know, Equifax. It was billions of dollars worth of, you know, intrusion. You know, they had all their different secrets and your secrets, you know, all of your information. They had it. And you didn't know that. I'm being corrected on my phone. It's called, people are texting me and say, it's Mini Mike. Mini Mike. We'll see how long that takes. Mini Mike. Anyway, so Barr announces that he's going to sue over sanctuary city policies. I think when we come back, we got a break coming up. When we come back, we'll play what we know of Bill Barr and what he's up to. It's interesting. It's interesting. Says he's doing it through lawsuits. It says charging that so-called sanctuary cities that protect illegal immigrants are jeopardizing domestic security. Attorney General Bill Barr announced a slew of additional sanctions that he called a significant escalation against the left-wing local and state governments that obstruct the lawful functioning of our nation's immigration system. It's about time, isn't it? We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Well, Attorney General Bill Barr, he's now not taking it lightly. He's not laying down and taking it anymore. Just not going to happen with Bill Barr. And what I'm talking about is, of course, sanctuary state status. Sanctuary cities. He's going after these sanctuary cities and states and so on. And it's about time. But, you know, this is going to be quite a coordinated effort here about what's going on. And we'll see how many, because there's a lot of sanctuary cities, and, you know, every leftist organization, every leftist mayor or whatever, you know, has already gone on record of coming out of sanctuary state status. Now, we've got a lot of places where that's not really sitting well with folks. The sheriff of Orange County, California, has really come out against sanctuary status in a big way here recently. So it's kind of like, I think you're going to start to see more and more sheriffs, especially as it comes in California, because you got 58 counties, 58 sheriffs. And we can tell you affirmatively that the vast number of sheriffs in California / New California don't cotton much to this whole sanctuary state status business. Not even remotely. So they're welcoming the notion that there's going to be some clamping down by Bill Barr. You know, in this article that came out, this was from Fox News. We reposted and did some commentary on it also for New California. The title is New California State. Barr announces sweeping new sanctions, significant escalation against left-wing sanctuary cities. And then Pet Capital Letters says, here we go. In other words, that's significant to New California. This is, again, we're gearing up for April. April's coming, and there's one foot went down Saturday, and the next foot came down. Well, actually, 2 feet came down on China, in particular, China and sanctuary state status yesterday. So there's going to be, you know, Bill Barr, he walks with 2 feet, I guess. Pompeo only has one. Pompeo really was awesome. This is what comes out, though. It says, charging that so-called sanctuary cities that produce illegal immigrants are jeopardizing domestic security. Attorney General Bill Barr. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me go back in the sentence. Okay? Let me go back in the sentence for all of you Insurrection Act fans. 1807 Insurrection Act fans, okay? Now, this is coded for Insurrection Act 1807 commentary. Now, those of you that have read the grievances, all 95 grievances over the, you know, 95, 6 weeks or whatever, that means something significant, what I just said, okay? So get a clue, put that hat on. I'm going to read the sentence again, then I'm going to sit. You're going to sit there when I get to the comma in front of Attorney General Bill Barr. You're going to go, aha, I get what you're saying, Paul. Here you go. Charging that so-called sanctuary cities that protect illegal immigrants are jeopardizing domestic security, Attorney General Bill Barr announced a slew of additional sanctions that he called a significant escalation against left-wing local and state governments that obstruct the lawful functioning of our nation's immigration system. Now, we took it out of context, this next bold statement, because, you know, you put those bold statements in the middle of articles. Barr said this, quote, "The Supremacy Clause in Article 6 of the Constitution provides that the Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, shall be the supreme law of the land," unquote. Speaking at the National Sheriff's Association 2020 Winter Legislative and Technology Conference in Washington, D.C., Barr said that the Justice Department would immediately file multiple lawsuits against sanctuary jurisdictions for unconstitutionally interfering with federal immigration enforcement and implement unprecedented national reviews of law of left-wing sanctuary governments and prosecutors. Unprecedented national reviews. Okay, so of what I've read there, I've said jeopardizing national security. I read to you, Bill Barr said the Supremacy Clause in Article 6 of the Constitution provides that the Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, shall be the supreme law of the land. This is what he said, quote, "Let us state the reality up front and as clearly as possible," Barr began. "When we are talking about sanctuary cities, we are talking about policies that are designed to allow criminal aliens to escape. These policies are not about people who came to our country illegally but have otherwise been peaceful and productive members of society. Their express purpose is to shelter aliens whom local law enforcement has already arrested for other crimes. This is neither lawful nor sensible." Bill Barr, for all of you sanctuary state fans, or better yet, you know what I like? For all of you people, this is amazing. For everybody who believes that perhaps the Insurrection Act of 1807 is coming to a city or state near you.
A Fox Business Alert: Attorney General William Barr right now making a major announcement on sanctuary policies in the United States while speaking to the National Sheriff's Association. Let's head straight to David Spund. He's at the Justice Department with the latest. David.
David, good evening to you. This is something the Trump administration has been pushing since President Trump came into office, taking action against sanctuary cities, states, and municipalities. That is exactly what Attorney General William Barr is announcing just a couple of blocks from where I'm standing right now at the Sheriff's Association winter meeting in Washington. To give you some details, the Attorney General announced the Department of Justice is suing the state of New Jersey and King County, Washington for their sanctuary city policies. Barr says King County, Washington officials refused to let DHS deport illegal immigrants from the U.S. using King County International Airport. Now, for our viewers, a sanctuary city, it's a city or municipality that instructs local law enforcement officials not to cooperate with federal officials such as ICE when it comes to immigration issues. Some sanctuary cities, top of mind, Boston, Philadelphia, San Francisco, they tout themselves as safe havens for illegal immigrants who live under the constant fear of deportation.
And although local communities frequently feel the effects of unfettered illegal immigration and the effects of criminal aliens, the only authority in the country that is vested with the power and the responsibility of dealing with that problem is the federal government. No state can deal with it alone.
And David, you know, this brings us to the fight over global entry for New York residents. I'm sure you and others paid attention to this. This came out last week. It's a program allowing travelers to bypass long custom lines to the federal government. Now, they suspended New Yorkers from being able to sign up for that program because they're arguing New York has this new green light law that allows illegal immigrants to obtain driver's licenses. Well, New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo said this is ridiculous. He, in fact, called it extortion. He plans to sue on this. And Attorney General Barr and other officials here at Justice, they say, listen, New York is not the only state. Washington, King County, Washington, and right now New Jersey. These are just some of the states and municipalities. We are expecting to see others in the future in the eye of the Department of Justice. Dave.
We're going to be back. We'll get a little bit more of that clip coming at you. Yeah, Bill Barr on the warpath against sanctuary state city status. We'll be back to listen to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about Bill Barr. And what's been going on with Bill Maher and all the different activities around Bill Barr. he's not taking it laying down. There's no question about it, right? He is not laying it down. He's making it rise. He's saying, wait a minute. All of you people have got to figure out that there's a whole bunch of stuff starting up here. About how we're going to take care of this sanctuary state status business, you know. And we got a clip here we're going to play about status. Here we go.
David, back
all right,
to you.
David Spunt. Good stuff. Thank you very much. Let's bring in former federal prosecutor Doug Burns to tell us what all this means. It looks like the administration is declaring war against sanctuary cities.
Look, sanctuary cities, first of all, is sort of a fictional term. You've heard others say that there's really no such thing. It's just completely made up. The sanctuary city, what does that mean?
Well cities, hold on one second, Doug. Yeah. What it means specifically and what I think the administration is trying to end is preventing federal officers from arresting illegal aliens.
I wasn't criticizing it. I was in reverse. The point is, there's no way that a municipality can turn around and say, we're not going to honor an arrest warrant. We're not going to make our facilities available to deport people. Because, A, federal law is supreme. Federal law as against state or local law. And then, B, obviously, when, not to be corny, when you swear your oath as a state or local law enforcement official, part of that is you're going to honor ICE. You know, I was a federal prosecutor in 9 years, and I was in a lot of situations with federal and state. But the problem, quick editorial, is that in the times we live in, it's you're all in for, you know, immigrants and illegal aliens, or you're all against them. And it's crazy, because that's not the type of discussion we should be having.
John?
Hi, Doug. You know, I'm really fed up here, right?
Sure.
You know, when the federal government actually tries to reinforce federal law, you know, there's this outrage, right? But we don't hear the same outrage when states do not allow the federal government to exercise its duty and responsibility to protect the American people. Yes, this is going to be caught up in the courts and so forth, and I hear what your opinion is, but where's this ultimately going, and how soon will this be resolved in the in the election year?
Well, it's a continuing toxic dust-up and a continuing toxic discussion. As I said a minute ago, not to be a broken record, some people say these immigrants, they're valedictorians and they're with their grandmother. That's fine. Oh, this everybody's a criminal and a gang member. Neither of those is true. The truth is in the middle, if everybody would just calm down a little bit. And so the fact of the matter is, when will it end? I think it's continuing all the way through the election for sure and beyond.
Robert? Doug, I just want to be clear, because I'm not on different pages than where I think reality is.
Sure.
I think anyone that has committed a crime should be detained and should be deported.
That's fair.
I think there is a big difference, though, between when we say there shouldn't be a safe harbor for undocumented individuals, who, by the way, is that is not criminal to be undocumented.
I mean, you're making a great point.
No, no, I just want to finish.
Which I'll tell you.
That's a civil violation.
Right.
The problem with a lot of the governors and mayors in sanctuary cities are saying that police cannot detain someone who's undocumented for an ICE person to come. That's been their argument. I know we want to change things around, but that's been their argument. I'm not sure if that's true or false.
No,
that's their argument.
All you're saying, and I couldn't agree more, is up here you have to honor an arrest warrant. Up here you have to honor a valid court order. And down here, as Robert explains, is, hey, we're not going to go out of our way to ask people their status. One argument everybody always misses, but it's there, is, you know, informants are used all the time. Yeah. You've heard people say that. And so it's a mixed analysis.
And Doug, we do have examples of hardened criminals that ICE was trying to get that were protected
by sanctuary
cities, and they've gone on to commit other crimes, some more heinous than those that ICE was trying to get them
for. There's absolutely no question about that. But the point is, in the toxic environment, we cherry-pick that. Yeah. Look at this. They didn't deport this guy. Right. He killed somebody.
Doug, we got to have you back.
No.
Okay. So there's the argument. They're making the argument for the argument. Right. Right. And, of course, they say that being an illegal alien is not criminal. It's civil, is what they're saying. I'm not as worried about them as the criminals that they're letting back out on the streets to recommit, which is what happens all the time, which is exactly what they're not supposed to do. You know, this goes on all the time. We're hearing this all the time. We're certainly not any safer than this. Oh, it's safer in sanctuary. No, it's not. They don't keep good records for that kind of crap. How do they know? They just let people out and there's more crime. There's way more crime, and everybody knows that. That's another fallacy, another misdirect, if you know what I mean. So they're going after it. They're going after it. They're filing lawsuits, and they're going to make sure that these states comply. I just want you to know that. It's just this is what it's going to look like going forward for the next, I'd say, next 60 to 90 days. There's going to be quite an escalation, though. That's going to be kind of interesting to watch how that whole thing plays out. There's going to be an escalation of this. And, of course, from the escalation is going to be found something, right? Something is going to be found out about this whole thing with sanctuary state and so on. So migraine for Mike. Mini Mike, back in the news. I'm going to close out this segment with this because somebody was prompting me.
It's Mini Mike. It's Mini Mike Bloomberg.
Okay. It says, Team Trump brands Bloomberg racist as Dems jarring audio jarring audio drops amid New Hampshire primary. There we go. They're working on taking him out, right? That's what they're doing here. Cherish his legacy. Nanny McPhee. Ooh, wow. Nanny McPhee, child star turned climate activist, dead at 25, says the family. That's terrible. Anyway, this Trump team brands Bloomberg racist. Martha McCallum, leaked Bloomberg audio will be weapon for 2020 opponents. Pete Buttigieg is a radical Democrat in disguise, says Tony Katz. Okay. So this, I'm getting to what's going on here. This is the Bloomberg comments that are going on. That I'm sorry, I missed this one earlier. I don't know why I would miss it earlier. The newly surfaced recording of a 2015 speech. There you go. Right. Yep. This has got to be his stop and frisk business, which worked, by the way. Yeah, talk about fighting crime. In which the former three-term mayor of New York City gives a full-throated defense of controversial policing procedure known as stop and frisk is threatening to undermine the 2020 presidential candidate's subsequent apologies for back. See, this is where Bloomberg loses it with everybody. He, you know, when the stop and frisk, it worked. It was working very well, actually. It was working very, very well. Then he comes out and denounces it. I shouldn't have done it. I mean, that's when you have a successful policy that works and stops crime, and then you denounce it, I shouldn't have done it. Let's go lawlessness. Let's go with that routine, which is basically what he's saying. This is where Mini Mike loses it. Anyway, stay with us. Mini Mike up next.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
They just keep saying, oh, it's a disproportionate percentage of a particular ethnic group. That may be, but it's not a disproportionate percentage of those who witnesses and victims describe as committing the murder. In that case, incidentally, I think we disproportionately stop whites too much and minorities too little. They just keep saying, oh, it's a disproportionate percentage of a particular ethnic group. That may be, but it's not a disproportionate percentage of those who witnesses and victims describe as committing the murder. In that case, incidentally, I think we disproportionately stop whites too much and minorities too little.
This is Mini Mike again, Bloomberg. Itsy Bitsy, Mike. Did I say Itsy Bitsy? That's like a smidgen. That's Barack Obama talk. Smidgen. It's smidgen, Mike. His problem isn't that about the racist comment. This, by the way, is as these things go, hashtag Bloomberg is racist. Hoot hoot burns. That's a threat. Hoot 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 burns. Then there's a picture with Hoot Hoot Burns. Your reminder that the elites dislike Trump, not out of principle against his hatred, but simply because he says the quiet part of how they really feel out loud. Okay, that's a little twisty for me on a tweet. Yeah, this is Bloomberg. This is the 2000 hashtag Bloomberg is a racist business. We'll play it one more time and you decide.
They just keep saying, oh, it's a disproportionate percentage of a particular ethnic group. That may be, but it's not a disproportionate percentage of those who witnesses and victims describe as committing the murder. In that case, incidentally, I think we disproportionately stop whites too much and minorities too little.
So they're saying that's racist. And in the context of just hearing it, it sounds pretty racist. I want to put it into some better context and perspective. And you can see why it's worse, actually, for Mike Bloomberg to now have this come out. You know, there are audios and videos and all kinds of things, right? This is something that Bloomberg doesn't quite understand. You know, that we do remember his comments. This is 2013, apparently. And so does Donald Trump. Donald Trump remembers him. It's Donald Trump that came out with this, and Brad Parasquale. It says, James Woods. Oh, this is from James Woods. Well, this is from my tweet. Well, liberals, here's Mini-Mike spewing his racist hatred, so he's done. So he's done. Hashtag billionaire Bloomberg. Okay, now this, let's see what's this. This is a threat here.
Get the guns out of the hands of the
This is more to it. Here we go. This is more of it. This is it, and this again is a continuation. and this is why his biggest mistake was the fact he denounced stop and frisk after he had implemented it, and it was fully successful. So he flips the script on his own policy that was successful, and conservatives love the idea of stop and frisk because it took guns out of all the thugs. It was one of the best ways to get guns out of criminal hands. You didn't need anti Second Amendment laws under Bloomberg. No, he just stop and frisk and find the guns on the criminals. Hello. And that policy worked. And then all of a sudden he's denouncing it the next day. But, you know, this is what he's saying in the meantime about his policies years ago. Now, this is from James Wood.
95% of your murders and murderers and murder victims fit one MO. You can just take the description, Xerox it, and pass it out to all the cops.
Well, here they we go.
Male minorities, 15 to 25. That's true in New York. It's true in virtually every city.
Okay, so this is where he really gets caught up in the racist dogma. And, of course, this was, I believe, in 2015, this part of the tape here, when he's talking about stop and frisk. So let's hear this again. I'm going to play just this part, so listen carefully. This is where the whole rub is with Mini Mike.
Xerox it and pass it out to all the cops. They are male minorities, 15 to 25. That's true in New York. It's true in virtually every city. And that's where the real crime is. You've got to get the guns out of the hands of the people that get killed.
You got to get the guns out of the hands. I mean, that's what I haven't heard this, but you see what I'm saying. His thought process as that time, which is to be a successful process to prevent crime, listen to this, is to get the guns out of the murderers'
hands. She's going to be wanting to spend the money for a lot of cops in the street, put those cops where the crime is, which means in the minority neighborhood. So this is one of the unintended consequences is people say, oh, my God, you are arresting kids for marijuana. They're all minorities. Yes, that's true. Why? Because we put all the cops in the minority neighborhoods. Yes, that's true. Why do we do it? Because that's where all the crime is. And the way you get the guns out of the kids' hands is to against the wall and frisk them.
There you go. Throw them against the wall, frisk them, and find the guns. That's stop and frisk. And, of course, that really peeves everybody in those neighborhoods. But, you know, it worked. I'm just, you know, regardless, it worked, not worked, it worked, right? Crime was dropping in those minority neighborhoods where you had the crime. You go where the crime is, obviously. I mean, this happens, of course, there's white collar crime. Go to that neighborhood, right? And the people do. What are those two that are being charged with having their children get into college after they paid millions of dollars? Huh? You go to where that crime is committed, which is certainly Donald Trump has done that. But now in context, as he backs away from his own policy, it's starting to bite him in the mini butt. We'll be back. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
What difference at this point does it make?
Benghazi, Hillary Clinton, Chris Glenn, Tyrone, Sean, all killed. I don't know why this is pay attention, America, almost freaking famous retweeted.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, the death of the... It makes a lot of difference. It's interesting that we're playing this right now, just... You know, because of what's going on in Ukraine, right? And, yeah, all kinds of other things we're finding out about California. Ah, shocking, shocking, shocking. Yeah, that's what we're finding out about. Crazy little things like that. So Michael, Mini Mike, has got himself in a really big bind. And here's his big bind. He had a successful program in Stop and Frisk. It worked. And believe it or not, it was probably helping a lot of kids get guns out of their hands at the time. And it was celebrated. And then he turns liberal on everybody. That stuff was racist. It shouldn't have been going on, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, now, because he walked away from his own strong policy, now he's having to, I mean, he turned his back on it. Oh, I apologize. Went on an apology tour. And now... Everybody's using it against him. What was successful? He should have left it alone, but of course he didn't. That's because he's a hypocrite. I mean, just duh. So what better liberal could we be possibly thinking of, right, than Michael Bloomberg? And again, he's got this little, let's see if we can get this going on here. Do we have it? Do we have
it? Oh, here we go. Yes, that's true. Why do we do it? Because that's where all the crime is. And the way you get the guns out of your kids' hands is to throw them against the wall and frisk them. People say, oh my God, you are arresting kids for marijuana. They're all minorities. Yes, that's true. Why? Because we put all the cops in the minority neighborhoods. Yes, that's true. Why we do it? Because that's where all the crime is.
Yikes. Yikes. See, in this context now, that sounds really racist. It's a context he created himself. Yeah, you should never go against success, right? Never. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com, the state of the future. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.